每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安！欢迎收听中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
2月12日，随时帮助。上帝是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。诗篇46篇1节。上帝是我们患难中随时的帮助，但是我们却常常只顾陷入悲痛，忘记上帝和他的帮助。爱尔兰青年约瑟夫·史克莱芬深深爱上了一位年轻女子，正在筹备结婚，但是就在婚礼前不久，他的未婚妻溺水身亡。几个月来，史克莱芬都沉浸在极度悲痛和绝望中，最后他转向了基督，靠着主的恩典，他得到平安和安慰。根据自己的经历，他写下那首大家熟悉的赞美诗歌《恩友歌》，安慰了无数痛苦的心灵。何等恩友，慈人救主，负我罪愆，担我忧。我们的人生有时候艳阳高照，如同史克莱芬期待他的婚礼，然而我们也会跟他一样，经历痛失、破灭和悲伤的黑暗。这时候我们要尽力将痛苦变为紧紧抓住上帝的机会，使我们的灵里得到更加坚定和光明的盼望。生意失败，入不敷出，失业，通货膨胀，衰弱的病体，家中的不幸，儿女的叛逆等等，所有这一切都成为某种祝福，让我们可以更少地眷恋这个世界，更多地信靠上帝。如果我们不像很多人那样让烦恼使我们的心变得刚硬、尖酸、苦毒、怀疑人生，那烦恼就不能够伤害我们。在困境中，我们会带着信心，以新的眼光认识上帝，因而也会以一种新的视角看待人生。痛苦和烦恼都是一种契机，让我们了解上帝的爱和能力，他要借此来帮助和祝福我们，教我们更懂得信靠他。因此，上帝的慈爱和荣光将充满我们的生命。要像孩子一样信靠上帝，你就不会被任何困难所摧毁。即便在死亡的最黑暗的日子里，当你的肉体和心肠衰残时，你也能平安地倚靠他。正如诗篇73篇26节所说，上帝是我心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。让我们一起祷告。天父，你是我的避难所，每当我有缺乏时，我就仰望你。主啊，我爱你。奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。
您现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
February 12th, an ever-present help. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Psalm 46:1.God is an ever-present help in trouble, but we sometimes allow bitterness to keep him at a distance, thus we miss his help. A young Irish immigrant, Joseph Scriven, born in 1820, lived to 1886. was deeply in love with a young woman, and their marriage plans had been made. Not long before their wedding day, however, she was drowned. For months, Scriven was bitter in utter despair. At last, he turned to Christ and, through his grace, found peace and comfort. Out of this experience, he wrote the familiar hymn which has brought consolation to millions of aching hearts. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. Sometimes our way lies in the sunlight. It was so for Joseph Scriven as he approached his wedding day. But like him, we may find that our path also leads through the dark shadows of loss, disappointments, and sorrow. At times like this, it is within our power to turn our sufferings into occasions for a firmer grasp of God, make them channels through which a surer and brighter hope may flow into our souls. Business losses, pensions that don't pay the bills, loss of work, inflation, the sickness that lays us low, the sorrows that rob our homes of their light, children who rebel, all turned into blessings for those who by them become less attached to the earth and more attached to God. Trouble will not hurt us unless it does what many of us too often allow it to do, harden us, making us sour, bitter, and skeptical. The trouble we bear trustfully brings us to a fresh vision of God, and as a result, we discover a new outlook on life. If we make our sorrow and trouble an occasion for learning more of God's love and of His power to aid and bless, then it will teach us to have a firmer confidence in His providence, and as a result of this, the brightness of His love will fill our lives. Trust with a childlike dependence on God, and no trouble can destroy you. Even in that last dark hour of death, when your flesh and your heart fail, you will be able to depend in peace upon Him who is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Psalm 73:26. Let us pray. Father, You are my refuge. Whenever I have need, I look to You. I love You, Lord. In Jesus' name.